The best way to qualify the prospect is by using planned, open-ended questions that elicit specific information. Before product information can be presented, a need of the prospect must be determined. As you can see here in this example, I keep coming back to this. You want to increase your sales by 20 to 30% over the next 12 months, don't you, Mr. Prospect? Mr. Prospect says, yes, I do. In other words, we have determined the need. Now the whole conversation focuses on showing how your product or service can fulfill that need. If you're selling blueprinting services, if you're selling industrial chemicals, if you are selling weightlifting equipment, if you're selling building supplies, then you must uncover the need and spend the whole presentation demonstrating how the need will be satisfied. With regard to effective selling, the most important skills to develop in most cases are good listening skills. We said earlier one of the great needs that human beings have is to be listened to by others, to be listened to attentively, to be paid attention to be considered valuable, to be respected. So there's five keys to effective listening. Number one is face the prospect directly. Lean forward, listen attentively without interruption, without trying to leap in and tell the prospect the next thing that comes to your mind. Professional listeners, professional salespeople listen calmly as though they have all the time in the world, and if this person wants to speak for 8 hours, they would love to hear every single word of it. And I mean it, this is very important. Your professional people are very much like doctors. They have a bedside manner. Professional salespeople have a bedside manner too. The second key is pause before replying or continuing. When the person finishes speaking, pause and wait for 3 to 5 seconds before you answer. And then answer thoughtfully. Answer in as concise language as possible, but avoid the tendency to leap in. The person gives you a question that you know you have the answer to. Pause for 3 to 5 seconds. What does this do? More than anything else, it tells the other person that you're carefully considering and weighing what they have said, and you consider what they're saying valuable. If you just leap in and answer the question quickly, the person thinks that you are paying no regard whatever to his concern, or her concern for that matter. So pause before continuing. Use silence to encourage the prospect to talk. Sometimes if you sit quietly and just wait, the prospect will continue talking again. As the prospect continues talking, keep nodding, keep smiling, keep listening, keep leaning forward, listening intently, listening carefully to what the person is saying to you. Question for clarification. If the person says something that you're not sure of, say, how do you mean? How do you mean that exactly? If the person objects to a particular aspect of the product or service, say, how do you mean? How do you mean, I have found, is the most powerful question of all to encourage a prospect to elaborate and clarify their concerns and objections. It's an almost impossible question not to answer. Very hard for a person not to answer, how do you mean? And number four is relax, take it easy, stay calm. Focus your attention on how you can help this prospect get something he or she needs. Number five, use closed-ended questions to help the prospect give a firm answer. Now, an open-ended question, as we said earlier, starts with what, where, when, who, how, and why. Closed-ended questions, when you want to get decision, always start with verbs. Are we on the right track so far? Does this make sense to you? Are you in a position to act now? Can you see how this would be an improvement on your existing situation? All questions that start with verbs require a yes or no answer. Almost all. Whereas all questions that start with pronouns, who, why, what, where, when, and how, require an open-ended answer, if you like, not a yes or no. If you want to open up the conversation, you use who, how, when, where, what, and why. If you want to close the conversation and start moving toward some kind of an answer, you use verbs. And you find it's very simple to do so. And you should always have this planned in advance. If a person, for instance, gets off the track, starts talking about fishing or baseball or something else, you can say, well, should we get down to business? Or something like that. Using a verb, it requires a yes question, it requires a firm answer, a specific answer.